Welcome to Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Last time, missionary Cameron Townsend and his family were in a plane crash. What will happen to them now? Let's join Piper and Logan to find out.
Stop! Don't vacuum up my lion family!
Can you pick them up?
Yeah, I'm on it! Don't forget to pick up your homework!
Ugh, that's just my impossible math assignment. I'll go ahead and suck it right up, and I'll just tell my teacher to vacuum ate my homework.
Wow, that's more believable than my dog ate my homework.
Exactly!
Come on, pick it up!
Okay. There, that's the last of it. Now the house is all clean for Mom.
Hey, great job, kids.
Since we finished before Mom got home, can you tell us more about Cameron Townsend?
Yeah! You promised you would tell more if we got things done early.
Ha, I did. But I can't imagine what you're so eager to hear about.
Dad, the plane crash. I want to find out what happened after the plane crash.
All right, let's get started.
Were Cameron and his family hurt bad?
They did have some pretty bad injuries.
Did they get put into casts? Doctors and vets used casts to help patients get better from the injuries.
Yep, the Townsends did. In fact, they needed so many casts that their friend Ricardo said they looked like two mummies.
Imagine having to take care of a couple of mummies.
It must have been funny sometimes, and it was probably hard, but God used it for good. As Ricardo helped take care of Cameron and his family, they shared the gospel with him, and eventually he believed in Jesus.
Wow!
When Ricardo got older, he started a church and became a local good news hero. But he never forgot the room full of mummies where he heard the gospel.
Wow, God can even use a plane crash and injuries to reach people.
He sure can. And God did similar things through other missionaries Cameron worked with, like Lori and Doris. They were two translators who went to the jungle in Peru. Many people welcomed them, including Chief Tyree, the chief of the tribe. But the locals still worshiped fake gods. One day, God let something happen that changed everything.
Coming. All right, everything is in place, almost ready. When Lori gets here, she can, what? Wait a minute. What's that in the road? Oh no. Lori, look out. There's something in the road. Lori, what is that? Anaconda, help! Lori, help!
No!
Someone, please, help! A giant anaconda is attacking my friend! It's the largest snake I've ever seen, and it's wrapping itself around her! It's going to squeeze her to death! Oh, God, please help!
Did you say anaconda?
Chief Tyree, help! It's attacking Lori!
Oh, no!
God, please help! What?
Wait, look! What? The anaconda just dropped her!
Oh, thank God! Oh, Lori, you're okay! Yes, thank God, but wow, that was just the strangest thing that has ever happened to me.
Is she dead yet?
What? Excuse me?
The missionary woman, is she dead yet? My husband hates the missionaries, so he prayed to the spirit of the anaconda to kill her.
No, I'm not dead. The anaconda did attack, but God protected me and made it drop me.
What? But that's, how is this possible?
It's amazing. I usually pray to the spirits of animals like the anaconda, but it seems that your God is greater.
He is. God is more loving and powerful than any spirit because he is the true God. It says so in his word, the Bible. Let me show you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, God is love. And here in Psalms chapter 103, verse 19, it says, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. That's the love and power God showed when he rescued me.
Seeing his power, it gives me a lot to think about.
Well, if you'd like to learn more, we have a time where we study God's word. Would you like to join us?
Yes, I would like that.
My goodness, wait until Cameron and Elaine hear about this.
What an amazing change of events. How do you think Cameron and Elaine will respond to this amazing news? Stay tuned to learn more when Good News Radio returns in a few minutes.